Mike DeGubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in that wonderful, glorious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. Thank you for joining us again for a few moments of study from the wonderful Word of the Eternal God. We presently are studying about the church and about who we are as believers in Christ in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, how that we are a part of the body of Christ through the work of the Holy Spirit of God being immersed into the body, as 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 13 points out. And thus, we're considering and thinking about how that Christ is the chief cornerstone. He uses the illustration the Apostle Paul does here in the book of Ephesians of a building that is being built. And Christ is the cornerstone upon which the building rests. And then the building is based upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. And being fitly framed together, every individual member is a part of this holy temple, this holy structure, which pictures the church of the Lord Jesus Christ and the body of Christ. And so we're considering and thinking about these illustrations, these truths that are being illustrated here in the book of Ephesians, which I call the handbook of the believer, because it is such a rich and wonderful book that the Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Ephesus while he was in prison in Rome. And so we are in chapter 4 of Ephesians. If you'll get your Bible or New Testament and turn with us to Ephesians chapter 4. And if you do not have a Bible or New Testament, it would be our pleasure to send one to you absolutely free and postage paid. All you need to do is to simply write to us and let us know that you do not have a Bible or a New Testament. And if you'll get a pencil and paper, I'll be glad to give you our mailing address so you can communicate with us and let us know that you do not have a Bible or a New Testament, and we'll be delighted to send you a New Testament containing all 27 books of the New Testament in one volume. And then you can earn a whole Bible if you will take our Bible correspondence course. We have 4 different courses, and each course has several lessons. And what you do is answer the questions in each lesson and send back the answer sheets so they can be graded and a record be kept of where you are, and we will send you the next complete lesson. And once you've completed all 4 lessons, we will send you a brand new Bible containing all 66 books of the Bible, because we want you to grow in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. So our address is Bob Griggs, that's capital B-O-B, capital G-R-I-G-G-S, Bob Griggs. On the next line, you put a capital P period, capital O period, capital B-O-X. That stands for our post office box, and the number is 825. Post Office Box 825. On the next line, you will spell out the word Ignacio. It's spelled capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O. That's capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O, comma, capital C, capital O, period, and then our zip code, 81137-0825.
That zip code is very important. Again, let me give it to you. 81137-0825. And then on the last line, of course, you'll put United States of America, or capital U period, capital S period, capital A period. United States of America. We look forward to hearing from you, beloved. And now, in Ephesians chapter 4, beginning with verse 1, I, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. The vocation having to do with our lifestyle, the way we live, that we walk worthy of the Lord through our lifestyle. With all lowliness, he's going to describe how to walk worthy. With all lowliness or humility and meekness, that strength under control. And with long suffering, that's patience. Forbearing one another, that is being patient with one another. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit. Forgiving each other for our faults and shortcomings, and letting the love of Christ overcome those things that would cause division or strife between us and other saints. Forbearing one another, that is putting up with one another's shortcomings and faults. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Seeking to have unity and peace in our relationship with other saints. There is one body and one Spirit, even as you're called in one hope of your calling. One body. He's talking about the body of believers, the body of Christ, who is the head of the body. And each one of us are placed into that body of believers by the work of the Holy Spirit of God. Let me just quickly turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and we'll just explain this briefly a little more. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, there we read in verse 12, "For as the body is one, and hath many members." Let's just go back a little bit. Now to verse 1 of chapter 12. "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. You know that ye were Gentiles, carried away unto these dumb idols, even as you were led." That he's talking about in 1 Corinthians, how that idolatry was a very common practice, and these people that had been saved in the church at Corinth were followers of those idols. "Wherefore," verse 3, "I give you to understand that no man, speaking by the Spirit of God, calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord, but by the Holy Spirit," or the Holy Ghost. Now, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit, and he's talking about the gifts that the Holy Spirit gives each believer. It varies from believer to believer, but the same Spirit, and there are diversities of administrations, but the same Lord, and there are diversities of operations, but is the same God which worketh all in all. He's talking about how that different groups of believers may serve the Lord in different ways, and that all groups do not serve the Lord in the same way. One time, the Lord Jesus had his disciples to come to him, and they said, "Lord, we met a man who was serving you, but he wasn't doing things the way we are," and we rebuked him. And the Lord said, "Lead him alone," said, "those that are not against us are for us." And so leave them away, or leave them alone, because there are differences of administration and differences of operation. But it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge for the same Spirit, to another faith, by the same Spirit. And he goes on to talk about the gifts of the Spirit. And then in verse 13 is where we're going. For as the body is one, he's talking about the body of believers. Notice verse 11. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. Talking about the gifts given to each individual that are different. For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. Now there it is. As the body, the physical body, he's using it as an illustration. It has many different members. You have a hand, and on that hand are fingers, and each one of those fingers are different. There are fingernails to protect the ends of your fingers, and each one of the fingernails serves a purpose. And if you're hammering a nail and you hit the wrong nail and hit your fingernail, the whole body feels it. The whole body reacts to it. And if that fingernail comes off, you'll find that you're always, when you reach for something, brushing that quick that was under the fingernail, and it hurts, and the whole body responds to it. So what he's pointing out to us is that the body of believers, every member has his place to fill. Being many are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized, are immersed into one body. Whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, whether we have been all made to drink into one Spirit. Now he's talking about the work of the Holy Spirit in the believer, and how that he is the one who has immersed us into the body of believers. And so this is what he's talking about here. For the body is not one member, verse 14, but many. If the foot shall say, because I'm not of the hand, I'm not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the ear shall say, because I'm not the eye, I'm not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were a hearing, where were the smelling? But now hath God set the members, every one of them, in the body, as it hath pleased him. And so, beloved, God has given you a place to serve him in the body of Christ. You may not have a prominent place. You may have an insignificant place, a place that's not recognized very much and not much attention's paid to it. But it's where Christ has placed you to serve him for his glory. Till next time, goodbye.